Yes, it is our Lord who has called us to follow.
他在哪里,
and wherever he is, that's the place we shall be.
我们主所走的路,
and he also wants us to follow on the same way that he has taken. And we know this is a grace from the Lord.
这些日子我们交通,
and these days I've been sharing with you the theme about serving the Lord.
We
all know it is reasonable for every redeemed child of God to serve.
所以在摩西带领以色列百姓离开埃及时,
therefore when Moses led the people of Israelites left Egypt,
好多次神要摩西告诉法老王说容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Many times God told Moses to tell Pharaoh that let my people go so they may serve me.
这是讲到我们蒙救赎的生命就应该来侍奉神。
That tells us with this kind of redeemed life we should serve God.
然后保罗在罗马书第12章, 他以神的慈悲劝我们,
and also in Romans 12, Paul urged us with the mercy of God.
叫我们把身体献上当作活祭,
that we shall offer up our body as the living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的,
for that is holy.
这是神所喜悦的,
and that is acceptable to God.
他说我们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的,
that this is a reasonable way of serving him.
那这里所讲到的侍奉,
and the kind of service talked about here,
也就在希伯来书告诉我们他们在那里敬拜,
further elaborated in the book of Hebrews. It talks about worship.
那真实的侍奉,
the true service,
是一个真实的敬拜,
will be in the form of worship.
我们应当把自己,
therefore, we shall offer ourselves in the hands of God,
成为一个活的祭物,
to become a living sacrifice.
一边我们是在坛上, 是被献上的,
on one hand, we are the sacrifice that is offered up on the altar,
我们的老旧的生命乃是与主同死的,
where our old life is being died with Jesus.
那另外一面呢, 耶稣基督的生命在我们里面活出来,
on the other hand, the life of Jesus Christ should be able to live down through us.
真实的生命带我们进入真实的敬拜,
and with his life, we can have true worship.
也带我们进入真实的侍奉,
and have true service.
那今天我们一起来交通父所尊重的侍奉,
and this morning, I'd like to share with you the services honored by Father God.
请我们一起来读约翰福音第12章,
let's read it together, John 12,
23节到第26节,
verses 23 to 26.
请我们一起来读,
let's read them together.
耶稣说, 人子得荣耀的时候到了, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了, 仍旧是一粒, 若是死了, 就结出许多子粒来, 爱惜自己生命的, 就失丧生命, 在这世上恨恶自己生命的, 就要保守生命到永生, 若有人服侍我, 就当跟从我, 我在哪里, 服侍我的人, 也要在那里, 若有人服侍我, 我父必尊重他。 我们请一起再把第26节来读一次。
Let's repeat verse 26 one more time.
若有人服侍我, 就当跟从我, 我在哪里, 服侍我的人, 也要在那里, 若有人服侍我, 我父必尊重他。 我们再把路加9章23节一起来读一下。
Chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。 所以在约翰福音12章26节说, 若有人服侍我, 就当跟从我。
And here says, he who serves me shall follow me.
那在路加9章23节, 主是说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己。
And Jesus says, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself.
也就是说, 每一个服侍主的人,
which means everyone who serves the Lord,
也必须是一个舍己的人,
has to be someone who is willing to deny himself,
愿意天天背起十架来跟从主,
and willing to take up his cross, follow the Lord daily.
那这样的一个侍奉是父神所尊重的。
And this is the kind of service that's honored by Father God.
有一个节目是, 地产的大亨叫做川普，他来主持的。
There's a TV program hosted by Donald Trump.
那有很多的人排队想要上这个节目。
A lot of people sign up to get into the program.
他们能够得到机会，能够来服侍这个地产的大亨。
They long to have an opportunity to be able to work for this guy.
对他们来讲，这是好像是一个非常荣耀的一件事情。
They consider the opportunity an honor.
但是在今天，我们来认识。
But if we truly know,
今天我们所侍奉的神
the God whom we serve,
远远大过地上任何有权有位的
it is much greater than any man that has power or wealth in this world.
今天如果在地上的人他们觉得服侍一个有权有位的他们觉得那样的荣耀
and if worldly people consider a great honor to serve someone that's rich or powerful
如果今天有一个人服侍总统那他更是荣耀了
consider the honor of serving the president isn't that greater
但是我们所侍奉的乃是万王之王万主之主
but the one whom we serve is the king of kings and the lord of lords
今天神把一个侍奉神的生命赐给每一个神的儿女
and God has given unto every child of God a life that can serve him
叫我们都有这个权利
so that we all have the privilege to serve
我们可以来侍奉我们的君王
we are able to serve our king
主耶稣他很多次在他讲的话中人子的时候我的时候还没有到
and many times Jesus made this statement says my time has not yet come
他不断地告诉他们说我的时候还没有到
He kept on telling them the hour for the Son of Man has not come
但是来到约翰福音第十二章
But when we come to chapter 12
他说人子得荣耀的时候到了
Jesus says the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified
那这个是什么时候呢
What kind of timing was that?
我们知道从十二章开始
From this chapter and on, John,
主进到了最后一个阶段。
We all know how he has entered to the last part of his journey on earth.
主耶稣那么的清楚。
He was so clear in his heart.
他要面向十字架。
He is about to be crucified.
他那么坚定往耶路撒冷去。
He was so determined and he walked toward the city of Jerusalem.
我们看见好像仇敌也害怕主耶稣到耶路撒冷。
And you could tell even the devil was so afraid that Jesus would go to Jerusalem.
一路要阻挡。
They tried to stop him.
但是主面如坚持
Yet Jesus was so determined as hard as rock.
主看见这条道路是十字架的道路
He knew that was the way of the cross.
但是这条道路也是达到荣耀的道路
Which is the way for him to be glorified.
主耶稣在讲说人子得荣耀的时候到了
That's why he said the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
主还不是讲说为着他自己来得荣耀
Actually this glory wasn't just for him himself.
他原本就是荣耀
Because he was the glory.
他原本就是神
He was God.
他原本就在天上。
He was in heaven.
所以主耶稣他真的不需要为他自己，他再来一个什么升天。
Therefore, he doesn't have to, for his sake, to ascend into heaven one more time.
他也不需要再来得荣耀。
He doesn't need to receive further glory.
所有的荣耀都是他的。
Because all the glory was his own.
他的自己就是荣耀。
He himself was the glory of all.
但是主在这里说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But here he says, the hour has come.For the Son of Man to be glorified.
耶稣他要站在一个人的地位上
Because he had to stand at a position as a man.
站在一个人的地位上，他能够升天
As a man, he was about to ascend.
站在一个人的地位上，他来得着荣耀
As a man, he was about to be glorified.
那这个荣耀就是为着所有神的儿女
And that glory is for every child of God.
主在下面说，我实实在在的告诉你们
So Jesus said, I tell you the truth.
每次主耶稣讲到实实在在告诉你们都是很重要的
Every time Jesus says I tell you the truth or truly truly I say to you that means that something very important
他说一粒麦子不落在地里死了人就是一粒
Yet unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies it remains as a single seed
若是死了就结出许多的籽粒来
But if it dies it produces many seeds
那这里是说到一个十字架道路的原则
Here tells us the principle of the way of his cross
也是讲到主耶稣自己道成肉身的一个原则
That's the same principle that applied to Jesus whom he was the word that became a flesh
有些人他们在埃及那些金字塔的下面他们也找到一些很多很多年以前的一些的籽粒
And these people discovered many seeds at the bottom of the pyramid in Egypt
有一次他们讲到找到那个番茄的那个粒子
They even found the seeds of tomatoes
他们 做个实验，把它种下去。
So they experimented by planting that seed in the ground.
竟然这些籽粒还能够长出来。
Miraculously, these seeds can continue to grow.
但是若些这些籽粒，他们在保存的没有被种下去。
However, if these seeds continue to be kept in the original form,
虽然经过了好几千年，
it can go to thousands of years.
它还是原原本本的。
They were nothing but in the original form.
当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上，
so when Jesus came into the world,
从本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
The fullness that was in God dwelt in bodily form in Jesus Christ.
今天我们看见一个种子。
So when you look at a single seed.
无论它外表的形状是怎么样，
it doesn't matter what form or shape it was.
但是生命在这个种子的里面。
But you know for sure there is life hidden in it.
主耶稣是用这个来做一个比喻。
So Jesus used the seed as a parable.
所有的丰富都在耶稣基督里面。
Because all the fullness of God was dwelling inside of Jesus.
但是主耶稣道成肉身。
So this word became flesh.
他乃是穿上一个肉身。
Was like God put on flesh.
今天很多的人，当我们讲到耶稣基督在地上所行所做的。
Therefore, when you look at his deeds and his words on earth.
今天我们认识我们的救主。
You can come to know him a bit more.
我们觉得非常的受感动。
And we're so touched often by him.
但是我们从圣经里面知道。
But from the Bible.
主耶稣在地上的时候。
We know when Jesus was on earth.
的确他没有驾驶美容。
Yet he wasn't handsome or good looking.
他没有什么让别人来羡慕他。
He had nothing to cause people to have envy for him.
他所走的道路是这么的卑微。
And he chose a very lowly way to walk upon.
他也不为自己来显什么大的神迹。
And he never performed a great miracle for himself.
但是这就是我们的救主。
But that was the kind of savior we have.
因为所有的丰富是藏在他的里面。
All the fullness of God was hidden inside of him.
是隐藏在主的里面。
It was hidden inside of Jesus.
有多少人，他们也听见，也看见主所做的许许多多事情。
Many people saw what Jesus did.
有许多人也拥挤耶稣。
Many people crowded the body of Jesus Christ.
但是他们没有办法来得着主里面的那个生命。
Yet they were not able to receive what was hidden inside of Jesus.
因为那一切的丰富是在主耶稣基督的里面。
Because all the fullness was buried inside of Jesus.
主耶稣说，哦，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Until Jesus says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
他讲到一个时候要来。
He talked about the timing has arrived.
主耶稣他必须像一个种子被种在地底下。
That he will be treated as a seed planted into the soil.
他必须为我们钉十字架。
He had to be crucified for our sake.
他必须死了。
He has to die.
他必须被埋葬。
He has to be buried.
他讲到说，这个麦子若是种下去了，
if this seed is buried into the ground,
若是死了，
it is not dead.
他就要结出许多的籽粒来。
But instead, will produce many more seeds.
那这边这个许多一面可以翻成 many， 就是有很多很多。
Here the word many can mean multiple。
那表示说，今天每一个神的儿女都在这个许多的里面。
Every child of God is part of this many here。
原本我们是无份无关的。
We used to have nothing to do with Jesus Christ。
但是当主耶稣基督他在十字架受死。
But until Jesus died on the cross for our sake。
永远的生命释放出来。
The eternal life of his was released。
哦，历世历代有多少神的儿女。
And there are so many children of God throughout generations。
因着信。
By faith。
我们得着是同一个生命。
We all receive the same life of Jesus。
在我们每一个人里面所得着的是同样的一个生命。
Therefore, inside of each one of us, we have the same kind of life。
这个生命就是永远的生命。
And this is what we call the eternal life of God。
今天我们不论到哪里去。
Therefore, wherever we go,
哎，我们觉得很稀奇。
We will be amazed。
无论是城市，无论是乡下。
In the city or in the countryside。
这个弟兄姊妹们，无论是有学问的，没有学问的。
Whether we're educated or we're not educated.
当我们一交通的时候。
Whenever we have fellowship with each other.
啊，我们遇见的是同一个生命。
We will encounter the same life we all share.
那这个生命就是耶稣基督的生命。
And that is the life of Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们甚至遇见他连圣经都不会读的。
Sometimes we even encounter believers that don't even know how to read Bible.
他不会识字的。
They are illiterate.
可是一讲到主。
But when you talk about the Lord,
啊，真的是深渊与深渊响应。
That's immediately what you have will echo with what he has.
好像我们遇见的那个生命是那么的熟悉。
Like we will encounter a life with which we're very familiar.
当他所遇见的一些经历，属灵的经历。
Especially if that person shared with you his experience,
跟我们所遇见的是一样的。
And it's the same as what we have experienced.
啊，我们就说哈利路亚。
Then we will say hallelujah.
今天无论在哪里所遇到的是同一个生命。
Therefore, wherever we go, we will encounter the same life among all children of God.
这每一个都是一个子粒。
Every one of us is like a seed.
有许许多多的子粒。
And there are many seeds like that.
另外一个同一个这个许多呢它也可以翻成是叫做 much
and another way to interpret the word many is much
所以也就是说不只是有许许多多我们神的儿女每一个都是一个子粒
therefore there's just not only there are many of us are these many seeds
他更讲到说这个果实是一个丰盛的果实
but also the seeds we have is abundant
每一个生命都是丰盛的
every life we obtain is abundant
不只是在主耶稣基督里面那个生命是丰盛的神本性一切的丰盛
not only it was full and abundant inside Jesus
那今天呢这个生命在我们的里面都要成为丰盛的
but the life we have inside of us is also abundant
所以这个籽粒落在地里死了
therefore this grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies
它要结出许多的籽粒来
will produce many seeds
斯派克弟兄他讲到十架对主来讲不是一个捆绑
Father Spark once made this statement He says Cross to the Lord was not a bondage
乃是一个极大的释放
But a great release
今天主耶稣他必须经过十架
Because he has to go through the cross
让他里面的丰富能够彰显
So that the fullness that was in him could be released
让他里面的生命能够释放出来
So that his life could be manifested
所以也许仇敌他原本看见十架是一个工具他能够来对付主耶稣
Therefore initially devil thought I will deal with Jesus with the cross
能够来胜过主耶稣
I can overcome Jesus with that cross
但是主耶稣他因着软弱被钉十字架
And because of the weakness Jesus was crucified
因为他站在人的地位上
Because he stoodat the position of a man
他真的是愿意接受所有的刑罚
he was willing to receive all the punishment
所有的痛苦
all the suffering
但是主里面的生命是不能被限制的生命
however he has a life that cannot be confined
经过十架
through the cross
他的外表好像被摧毁了
yes his outer self was damaged and destroyed
但他里面无穷的生命被释放出来
that immense life was hidden within was able to be released as a result
这一粒麦子落在地里
And therefore, that grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies.
它已经结出了许多的籽粒
Has produced many more seeds.
历史历代这么多的圣徒
Look at the saints throughout all generations.
我们都从主得着同一个生命
We all have received the same life from Jesus Christ.
我们都从这个籽粒今天结出我们来也是一个籽粒
And through the seed of Jesus Christ, we are produced.
而且这个生命主耶稣告诉我们说要成为一个更丰盛的生命
And this is a life that has more abundant life
下面他告诉我们说爱惜自己生命的
Here it says in verse 25 The man who loves his life
就失丧生命
Will lose it
在这世上恨恶自己生命的
While the man who hates his life in this world
就要保守生命到永生
Will keep it for eternal life
那这边讲的生命也是说到我们的魂
Here the word life talks about our soul life
那另外呢我们也知道说这边讲到好像有两个生命在我们里面
And we all know there are two lives within us
那一个呢讲到说爱惜自己生命的
One life will cause us to love ourselves
他说就失丧生命
But the result is that we will lose it
但是呢在这世上恨恶自己的生命
But when a man hates his life
就要保守生命到永生
Will keep it for eternal life
所以我们知道我们里面好像有两个生命
Therefore you see there are two types of lives here inside of us
一个生命是讲到我们自己的生命
One life is our own life
也就是我们老旧的生命
Our old fleshly life
但是另外有一个生命
Yet there's another life
就是耶稣基督所给我们那永远的生命
That is the life Jesus has given unto us the eternal life
这一节圣经它告诉我们一个魂得救的一个原则
Therefore here we learn a principle how our soul life can be saved
那这个原则也就是十字架的原则
And that same principle is the principle of the cross
多少时候我们一讲到十架
Many times when we think about the word cross
我不晓得你第一个想到的是什么
I don't know what came into your mind first
当然 死架活化在我们眼前，我们第一个可能想到在加略山上的死架。
Yes, when the scene of cross actualized before our eyes, the first thing we will think about the scene on Mount Golgotha.
主耶稣为我们付了最大的代价。
Where Jesus paid the greatest price for us all.
他流血流水为我们而亡。
He shed his blood and his water for our sake and died.
十字架是一个痛苦和羞辱的标记。
Therefore, the cross was a sign of shame and suffering for Jesus.
当我们讲到十字架，我们可能想到有许许多多的圣徒，他们经过很多的苦难。
And when we think about cross, we may think about the suffering that many Christians have.
我们想说他们在走十字架的道路。
We thought about how these people walk on the way of the cross.
那在这边，他告诉我们一个十字架真实的意义。
But here, Jesus tried to tell us the real meaning of the cross.
十字架并不等于受苦。
Cross is not equal to suffering.
但是十字架必须有一个舍己。
But cross has to bring forth self-denying.
今天我们若爱惜我们的生命。
Therefore, if we cherish ourselves,
到有一天我们发现，今天我们所爱惜的这个老旧的魂生命，它要死上掉。
And one day we'll finally realize the life we cherish so much will one day actually be lost.
但是今天如果我们恨恶这个生命
But if we learn to hate this self-life
他说要保守生命到永生
Jesus tells us actually will be keep the life for eternally
他告诉我们今天其实每一个时刻就是我们必须做拣选的时候
Therefore every moment we have now is a moment of choice
今天我们的拣选会关乎到永远的
Whatever we choose to do today will haveconsequence for eternity.
我们一生的道路就是神给我们一个机会。
Therefore, every day in our life, it's the opportunity Jesus has given to us.
蒙恩得救以后，他要我们知道在地上每一天都是有意义、有价值的。
After we're saved, He wants us to know every day in our life will have meaning.
这个价值在哪里呢？
Will have value. Where does value lie?
是说我们今天不是等着到那一天我们上天堂。
We're not just sit here and wait until the day we go to heaven.
当我们一信主，我们的灵就得救了。
The moment we're saved, our spirit is quickened and saved.
我们都得着了这个保证。
Therefore, we have all received an assurance from God.
当审判来临。
That we know when the day of judgment arrives.
因着耶稣基督的宝血。
Because what Jesus has done for us through His precious blood.
我们真的是能够逃脱。最严厉的审判。
We will be able to escape the most severe punishment and judgment of God that day.
我们知道我们已经得着了永远的生命。
Yes, we know we have received from God eternal life.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个生命需要长大。
But brothers and sisters, this new life needs to grow.
神要我们不只得着生命，还要得着更丰盛的生命。
God doesn't just want us to receive this life, but have abundant life.
主耶稣这一粒麦子落在地里死了。
Jesus himself was that seed that had fallen into the ground and died.
他要结出许多的子粒来。
He desires to produce many more seeds.
真的不只是我们每一个人得着。
Therefore, not just you and I receive the seed.
那这个生命在我里面都要长大。
But this life inside of us has to grow continuously.
都要成为一个丰盛的生命
to become an abundant life.
但是这边有一条道路
and there is a way to do it.
就是要我们真的不是爱惜我们老旧的生命
It's that we will not love our old fleshly life.
我们要恨恶自己老旧的生命
It's that we should hate that old self life.
他说就要保守生命到永生
That is how we can keep it for eternal life.
很多时候我们信主也许经过了好多年
Many times after we believe the Lord many years.
那我们会问说，到底我的生命有没有长进
？And we may question to ourselves that have I grown？
我自己想一想，信主都三十多年了。
When I look back, I've become a believer for over three decades now.
这个是一个很长的时间。
And that is a long period of time.
但是生命的长进好像真的是太慢了。
But look at my progress of growing; it seems to be so slow.
常常想说，我们也爱主，我们也愿意服侍主。
Many times we say, you know, I love the Lord, I want to serve the Lord.
但是我们的生命真的是不像主。
But we don't have a life that's like him.
弟兄姊妹，到底问题在哪里
？So where is the problem?
主实在在这里，让我们很清楚把这条路摆在我们的面前。
And the Lord has made it very clear to us.
今天就是我们每一天需要更换这个生命。
Because every moment of our today's life is the chance we can renew our old life to become new.
我相信主他比我们还要急。
And I believe Jesus is even more zealous than we are.
他去为我们预备地方去。
He has gone into heaven and prepared places for us.
他去差遣宝惠师来。
He has gone to the heaven and sent down his Holy Spirit to us.
今天我们得着生命。
We have received his life today.
啊，这个生命应该是丰盛的。
And this life is supposed to be full and abundant.
这个生命应该是像主的生命。
We should have this life that's just like Jesus.
但是主把这条道路告诉我们。
So Jesus pointed to us this way to grow.
叫我们知道说，我们里面有一个大的征战。
That there is a big conflict within us.
是在我们有两个生命。
There are two lives within us.
但是我们必须做这个拣选。
But we need to learn how to choose.
主在这里呼召所有他的儿女都应当来服侍他。
So, Jesus is calling all his children, come and serve me.
的确，我们每一个蒙恩得救的，我们都该来侍奉神。
Yes, it is reasonable for us to serve him.
主耶稣说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
He says here, whoever serves me must follow me.
那这是一个服侍主的人所应该有听见的一个呼召。
And this is a calling everyone would desire to serve here.
就是要跟从主。
That is to follow Jesus.
也就是说，主耶稣他在地上如何，我们也要如何。
Which means how Jesus was on earth, then that's the same manner we should be today.
就是说主耶稣他所走的道路，我们也要走同样的一条道路。
Therefore the road he chose to walk on, we shall choose the same road.
多少时候我们也愿意来侍奉。
Many times we are willing to serve.
但是我们太习惯我们自己的思想。
But the problem is we're so used to the way we think.
太习惯我们自己的方法。
We're so used to use our own method.
所以主必须要告诉我们。
Therefore Jesus has to show
us. 如果有人要来服侍他。
If you want to serve me.
我们不是照着自己的方式来服侍。
You cannot serve me as according to your own way.
我们不是在走自己的一条道路。
You are not walking on your own way to follow.
他说，如果有人服侍我，就当怎么样，跟从我。
He who serves me must follow me.
我们必须来跟从主。
We must follow Jesus.
然后在路加九章，
And in Luke 9,
他告诉我们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If anyone will come after me,He must deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
所以这个跟从主。
Therefore, in order to follow the Lord.
他讲到一个很根本的，就是必须要舍己。
One fundamental principle is to deny ourselves.
好像说我们如果不舍己，我就没有办法来跟从主。
It's like telling us, if you don't deny yourself, there's no way you can follow Jesus.
在我们里面有两个生命。
There are two lives dwelling inside of us.
无论我们信主了多久。
It doesn't matter how many years we've been a Christian.
我们还在面对这两个生命的征战。
We always face the conflict built up between these two lives.
我们无论跟随主跟随了多久。
It doesn't matter how long I have followed the Lord.
我们也发现我们不能靠着昨天的经验。
We'll discover there's no way I can rely on the experience I had yesterday.
我们要走今天的道路。
Walk on the way today.
我现在要跟随主。
I want to follow him now.
我还必须舍掉我的自己。
I still choose, have to deny myself now.
多少时候我们面对一些事情。
Many times when you encounter challenges.
我们面对一些人。
Or some people.
我们说，是的主，我愿意来服侍你。
Yes, we say, Lord, I want to serve you.
那第一件事情，主在这里要让我们知道，我们是不是愿意来跟随他。
And the first thing Jesus wants to point out to us is that whether we are willing to follow him.
啊，也许我们说，好，主，我愿意来跟随你。
Maybe our response is, yes, Lord, I am willing.
但是主在这边又告诉我们说，你要跟随我呢，你就必须要舍己。
But Jesus said, if you are willing to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
呀，我们说，主啊，跟随你好像还容易一点。
We say it's easier to follow you, Lord.
你叫我到那边去，我就愿意到那边去。
If you send me to a certain place, I will go to that place.
你叫我差我到中国，哎，我就愿意去中国。
You send me to China, I go to China.
你差我到非洲，也许我就愿意去非洲。
You send me to Africa, I go to Africa.
哎，我愿意跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you.
但是主说，你要跟随我，你就必须要舍己。
But Jesus says, if you desire to follow me, you have to deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们真的会发现，
And then we'll discover,
真的是跟随主，好像如果只是打发我们去这里去那里，有的时候还蛮容易的。
It probably is pretty easy, just To follow the Lord if we are just going to places.
我不是说它真的很容易，我说比较起来。
I'm not saying that's easy to go to places, but probably it's easier to go to places as Jesus instructed.
但是主要我们舍掉我们的自己。
But when Jesus says deny yourself.
啊，常常那是很不容易的。
And that is not easy at all.
我们放下我们的自尊。
To let go of our own pride.
放下我们个人的荣耀。
Let go of our own glory.
放下很多我们属于天然生命的。
To let go of things that's been built.In our natural life.
在那个关头上，有的时候是很不容易。
And sometimes it is very difficult.
有的时候你就是跟你的另外一半发生了一些问题。
And maybe there's a conflict between you and your spouse.
啊，你愿意把你自己放下来。
Are you willing to let go of yourself?
弟兄姊妹，有时候你发觉是不容易。
You discover it really is not easy.
我记得以前有一次。我早上起来为我们家小孩子做早餐。
I remember one day I got up early and prepared breakfast for my kids.
那一天我们家老大好像他心情特别不好。
And that morning my oldest daughter wasn't in a good mood.
哎，我把早餐做好摆在他面前。
And I cooked the breakfast and set the table right before her.
就他很不高兴。
And she wasn't happy.
这个所做的东西不满他的意。
It's like the food wasn't good enough for her.
哎呀，我当时想说少啰嗦。
And my first reaction is like, shut up.
老爸帮你做了早餐了，你应该很高兴了。
You should appreciate the fact that your daddy actually cooked for your breakfast.
但是弟兄姊妹，就在那一刹那。
But right at that moment.
啊，感谢主，我就做了一个拣选。
I thank the Lord for I made a choice.
我可以好像站在一个父亲的地位，我好像理所当然的有权利跟他发一个脾气。
I could have thrown a temper as a father rightfully.
但那个在那个刹那，我一下转到主的面前。
But right at that moment, I turned myself toward the Lord.
好像一下子这个生命。一下子就完全就不一样了。
He said, suddenly I could switch from one life to the other.
真的，我们因为有两个生命。
Yes, they were two lives.
看你是要站在这个生命里，还是在这个生命里
面。The question is whether we choose to stay in one life or in the other life.
当我拣选主耶稣基督的生命。
When I choose the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
好像里面那个气一下子就没有了。
Suddenly my anger just disappeared.
我就跟他讲说，你想吃什么呢？
I said, Dan, what do you like to eat?
啊，他告诉我他想吃什么。
Told me her order.
我说好好好，我就再帮她做了一份。
So I made another breakfast for her.
就她就吃得很高兴。
So she had a great time eating that day.
但那一天她吃完了以后。
After she finished the meal.
她说 ，Daddy, I'm sorry.
She said, Daddy, I'm sorry.
哎呀，我听见这个话，我觉得真的是蛮受感动的。
And I was quite touched by her reaction.
我也知道今天不是因为我的脾气好，我能够这样子做。
I knew it wasn't because I had a good temper.
但是我也很清楚，那天早上若是我照着我天然。生命发了一顿脾气。
And I also knew if I decide just throw a temper against her,
可能她就是嘟着脸，这个很不高兴的。
The end result is that she will be even more unhappy.
那个时候她刚刚进入这个 teenager.
And that was the initial. She was in her initial stage as a teenager.
也许我们的关系那一天就是这个样子。
And maybe our relationship will deteriorate from that point on.
但是感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
在那一刹那。
Just right at that moment,
神给我们一个机会来做一个拣选。
God gave me a chance to make a choice.
那个拣选并不是我们自己能够做什么。
And it's not that I can do anything.
不是我能够把我的脾气压下来。
Or I can press my temper for a few moments.
主给我们的路乃是叫做舍己。
But the way the Lord has given to us is to deny ourselves.
就是放下我这个会发脾气的生命。
Which is let go of the life that will have temper.
放下我那个好像很生气、不高兴、不把那个生命放下来。
Let go of the life that has all kinds of angry reaction.
我们来拣选耶稣基督的生命。
But turn around and choose the life of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，主并不是要我们做一个很难做的事情。
Jesus is not asking us to do something very difficult.
主把一个福分来赐给我们。
But instead, He has given to us a blessing.
当你把自己放下来
，When you are willing to let go,
就发现说，我们里面有一个生命。
Then you discover, yes, there's another life in me.
胜过这个世界上一切的生命。
That can overcome all lives in this world.
啊，这个生命我们活在里面真的太喜乐了。
And it's such a joy to live in this life.
这个生命我们活在里面真是太享受了。
And such an entertainment, such an enjoyment to stay in this life.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果让这个生命活出来
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we're willing to let this life live.
这个生命在我里面，它就会长大。
Then this life will grow inside.
主耶稣叫我们舍己。
And Jesus says, deny yourself.
天天背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
And take up your cross daily and follow me.
我们不单要来相信接受耶稣基督的十字架。
Therefore, not only we want to believe and accept what Jesus has done through his cross.
但是十字架若是只是在主耶稣基督的身上。
If cross is only actualized through Jesus Christ.
那我们所得着的也许所能够照我们蒙的福分我们就是得救的一个福分。
And the level of blessing we can receive is just being saved.
但是今天我们生命要长大。
But in order for our inner life to grow,
主耶稣他真的是要我们认识十字架是一个生命。
Jesus wants us to understand that the way of the cross is a life.
十字架不是主耶稣在时间中所做的一件事情。
The cross is not just something Jesus did in the confinement of time.
十字架是说到主耶稣基督他就是那位钉十字架的基督。
But the cross tells us that Jesus Christ himself is the crucified Christ.
他是在创世以前就被杀的羔羊。
He was the lamb that's been slain before the foundation of time.
就是在那么遥远之前耶稣基督的生命就是钉十字架的生命。
Way before that, Jesus has a life that's been crucified.
这个生命今天在我们的里面。
And the same crucified life lives inside of us.
弟兄姊妹，主要我们舍下我们的自己。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to deny ourselves.
他叫我们恨恶自己的老旧的生命。
He wants us to hate the old self life of ours.
我不晓得我们活到现在，你觉得你的老旧的生命是越来越宝贵呢，还是你也觉得这个老旧的生命真的越活越讨厌？
And I don't know how you feel about your self life. Do you feel like I cherish it more and more as day goes by, or I really find some faults with it and don't like it that much?
他告诉我们说，在这世上恨恶自己生命的，要保守生命到永生呢。
He says he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
我们越恨恶自己老旧的生命，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们真的是蒙的恩典是越来越大了。
Thank the Lord, if we hate our self-life more, the greater the blessing we receive.
那个会发脾气的生命，我们要恨恶它。
We shall hate the life that throws temper easily.
那个自尊心那么强的生命，我们要恨恶它。
We shall hate the life that has such a strong pride.
有些老旧的生命看起来它还表现得蛮好的，弟兄姊妹，若是出于天然的，我们都要恨恶它。
And even though some natural life seems to be in pretty good shape, but whatever is as long as it's self-life, we shall hate it.
我们要让主的生命在我里面能够长大。
So that the life of the Lord can grow inside of us.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
That he, whoever serves me must follow me.
那跟从主的人必须要舍下自己。
And whoever follows me has to deny himself.
主下面说，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
He said, wherever I am, the one who serves me shall also be.
这就是讲到主他到底在哪里。
So where is Jesus?
我们知不知道主耶稣他到底在哪里？
Do we truly know where Jesus is?
若是主在我们的中间，
If Jesus is in among our midst,
他到底站在什么样的地位？
What kind of position Jesus would choose to stand?
我们都知道主在地上，他永远站在一个最低微的地位。
We all know for a fact that when Jesus was on earth, he always chose to stand at the lowest position.
我们知道我们要享受主的同在。
You want to enjoy his presence?
我们必须和主站在同样的一个位置上。
We have to stand next to him at the same position.
主在哪里？
Wherever Jesus is,
服侍他的人也要在那里。
My servant shall also be.
今天我们必须认识耶稣基督的生命。
So we have to understand what kind of life Jesus Christ has.
我们要认识耶稣基督的道路。
We have to understand the way he takes.
我们就知道到底主是在哪里。
Then we'll know where Jesus is.
他如何，我们在世上也要如何。
And how he acts, and that's the same way we shall act in this world.
主所走的路，我们也要走。
And we shall walk on the same way with which he chose to walk.
主站在哪里，我们要和他站在同样一个位置上。
And we shall stand next to him wherever he is.
感谢主，因为这个生命已经在我们里面。
We thank the Lord for we have received his life inside.
只要我们回到里面。
As long as we're willing to turn inside.
我们回到主的生命里面。
Return to the life of the Lord that's inside.
很奇妙，我们里面是会分辨的。
Amazingly, we'll be able to distinguish.
我们里面会有一个知道主到底他是不是站在这里。
And we'll know whether I'm standing next to him or not.
很多时候我们发现，当我活在我天然生命里面。
Many times we discover when I live in my fleshly condition.
我们摸不着主。
I will suddenly lose his presence.
也许我发脾气的时候也可以很痛快。
Yes, I feel quite good when I throw a temper.
但是主不在这里。
But Jesus was not with me.
甚至我照着我自己天然意识，我在那里做好事的时候，我也觉得我得到一个满足。
When I do something supposedly to be good according to my fleshly desire, I have temporary enjoyment.
但是主不在这里。
But the problem is the Lord is not with me.
到底主在哪里？
So where is my Lord?
我们很真实的回到里面。
Let's truthfully return to our condition.
我们会知道。
And check inside, and we will know.
真的是照着恩膏的教训住在主里。
We should abide in the Lord according to the teaching of His anointment.
我们里面都有一个能够分辨的生命。
We all have the ability to distinguish.
我们里面都有一个知道。
We all are able to tell.
但是关键在于我们所做的拣选。
But it's all determined by what we choose to do.
我们还是拣选我们照着我们自己天然的生命想法呢，还是我们要照着耶稣基督给我们的生命？
Do we choose to do according our fleshly way, or do we choose according to what Jesus desires?
我们拣选照着我们这么习惯的走的路呢，还是我们拣选十架的道路？
Do we choose to walk on the way we're so used to, or do we choose to walk on the way of the cross?
主在这边告诉我们说。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And my father will honor those who serve me.
我们的主他何等的尊重这样服侍主的人。
And our Lord really honor the one who serves him in that manner.
我们从开始就讲到，这样服侍主的人是要包括所有神的儿女。
And people like that will include all the children of God.
不是为着少数的。
The service is not for minority,
不是为着特定的
or a specific group,
乃是为着所有神的儿女
but for all the children of God.
所以我们每一个神的儿女，我们都在这个原则的里面。
Therefore, every child of God falls into the principles stated here.
我们服侍主，我们就要跟从主。
If we want to follow, serve the Lord, we have to follow Him.
我们跟从主，我们就要舍掉我们的自己。
We want to follow Jesus, we have to deny ourselves.
天天背起十架来跟从他。
And pick up my cross daily and follow Him.
然后我们知道主在哪里，我们服侍他的人也要在那里。
And wherever He is, those who follow Him shall also there be there.
主那么的喜乐，站在一个最低微的地位。
Jesus enjoyed to stand at the lowest position in all conditions.
我们若愿意和主站在一起。
And if we truly desire to stand next to Jesus,
主耶稣的喜乐也要充满我们。
And the joy of the Lord will surely fill our hearts.
哦，感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise Him.
主在哪里，我们要在和他在一起。
Wherever our Lord is, we want to be next to Him.
这是我们今天我们必须做的拣选。
And that is the choice we have to make today.
我们一起来读一下启示录十四章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 14 here.
请我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我们再读第四节。
And verse 4.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊。好，这边我们看见有144,000人。
Here you see, there are 144,000 people.
那这些人呢，他是教会得胜的一个代表者。
These are representatives of the overcomers of God's church.
他们和羔羊一同站在锡安山。
And they stood together on the Mount Zion with the Lamb.
那他们呢，这144,000人，他们都有一个歌，他们唱新歌。
And they were all singing a new song.
那这个歌我相信是每一个这些成为羔羊同伴的在一生中主所给他们经历的歌。
I believe this song is a song of their experiences when they follow the Lamb on earth.
好像这个每一个人他们都有自己的一首歌。
It's like each one of them would have a song of their own.
可能每一个人的歌唱起来都是不一样的。
And they may have different melody and lyrics.
那这个歌是必须他们亲自经历过走过这条道路。
But this song has to be based upon their true experience following the Lamb.
在启示录神旨意完成的时候。
So when it comes to the book Revelation where the purpose of God was fulfilled.
我们看见羔羊是站在锡安山。
You will see the Lamb of God stands on the top of the mountain Zion.
那特别锡安是讲到一个属灵的高峰。
And Zion speaks of the spiritual climax.
主耶稣他一开始告诉我们人子得荣耀的时候到了。
When Jesus told us first that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified,
这个荣耀必须经过苦难。
And that glory has to be obtained through suffering.
必须经过一个最卑微的道路。
Through walking on the lowliest way.
他必须为着人人尝了死味。
And he has to taste the death for everyone.
但是主耶稣也借着死胜过那掌死权的。
But because of that, he overcame the one who holds the power of death.
主耶稣也借着十架他完全的得胜。
And through the cross, Jesus overcame completely.、
哦、主借着十架把他的永远生命释放出来。
And through the cross, he released his eternal life to all.
今天得着许许多多的子粒。
And he was able to receive many seeds.
我们必须和主一样走同一个道路。
And these seeds will follow Jesus on the same way.
主在哪里我们和他一同在哪里。
Wherever Jesus is, that's where we're going to be.
当主耶稣最后他在锡安的高峰
So at the very end Jesus will stand upon the climax of Zion
和他在一起的
And those who were with Jesus
有这么许多羔羊的同伴
Will be so many companions of the Lamb
今天我们会想说、哦、那是一个非常荣耀的盼望
Oh you will think that's such a glorious hope for us
的确这个盼望一直在吸引我们
Yes that hope has attracted us close to him
但是我们知道主的
But we know what's in the heart of the Lord.
今天我们有一个渴望那一天和主站在锡安的高峰。
If we had the desire to stand with him on the Mount Zion that day.
但是在这边第四节他就告诉我们这条道路。羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随他。
And you see the principle of these people is stated in verse 4. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去。
Never, it doesn't matter where he goes.
这边说到羔羊无限量的跟随者。
These people will follow Jesus unconditionally.
对我们想到前面主耶稣所说的，若有人要服侍我，就要跟从我。
Just like what Jesus said earlier, he who serves me will follow me.
那这个跟从，他讲到需要是一个没有限量的。
And this is a follow that has no condition.
不讲道理的。
And without reason.
不讲理由的。
No reasoning, no argument.
羔羊无论往哪里去
Wherever the Lamb goes
他们都跟随他
They will follow him
哦、oh, 我们求主呼召我们
Oh, we pray the Lord will send out calling to us
成为一个真实羔羊的跟随者
And make us a true follower of the Lamb
在美国曾经有一个犹太人的家庭
And there was this Jewish family in this country
那这个家族是非常有钱的
And it was a rich family
那这个人呢他有一个独生的女儿
And this rich man has this one and only daughter
后来他的女儿信主了
She became a Christian later on
在犹太人家里面这是非常严重的事情
And that was something very serious to happen in a Jewish family
这个父亲用软的用硬的想尽办法叫他的女儿能够回头过来
So this father tried every way to turn her around
但是他发现很难
And it wasn't successful.
后来他想了一个方法。
Finally, he came up with this idea.
他想说，在这样的一个条件的底下，他女儿终究必须要听他的话。
He thought if I threatened her this way, I believe she would yield and give up on her faith.
在他女儿二十岁的生日。
So on her 20th birthday,
他举行了一个很大的宴会。
They had this huge party.
把他们家族中各样的亲友都请过来。
And invited many relatives and friends.
然后在这个生日的这个聚会一个高峰的时候他起来做了一个宣布
And right at the height of this special birthday gathering he stood up and made an announcement
他宣布说今天他的女儿必须做一个决定
He said my daughter has to make a choice today
他如果脱离他的基督教的信仰
If she is willing to let go of her faith of Christianity
那个父亲他马上就把他所有的财产都交给他的女儿
And I will immediately turn over all my wealth to her
所有的丰富都是他女儿的
All my riches will be hers today
但是如果他的女儿还要坚持他的信仰
But if she insists on her faith in Christ
他说今天就和他女儿脱离妇女的关系。
Then today I will disown her.
他必须离开这个家。
She has to leave this house.
他想说他把这样的一个条件这么的严重在众亲友的面前摆出来。
He thought with this kind of threat, this kind of requirement in front of all the family members and friends,
他女儿应该会来听他的话。
It is very likely his daughter will listen to what he wants.
但是没想到当他做完这个宣布
And to his surprise, after he made the announcement,
他的女儿坐在钢琴的面前
He saw her sit by the piano,
他唱一首诗歌
And she sang this song,
耶稣我今背起十架来跟从你
Oh Jesus, I pick up my cross and follow you today.
哇他一直唱一直唱
She kept on singing the same song,
唱到众亲友都流泪
To the point many members start to cry.
然后他唱完以后
And after she finished,
他就单独的就离开这个家
Alone, she left her house.
后来他在贫穷人当中传福音
She ended up dwelling among a poor people and shared gospel with them.
但是感谢主最后他的父亲也得救了
We thank the Lord. Later on, ultimately, her father was saved.
那这个姊妹她是一个愿意背起十架来跟随主
This was a Christian sister who was willing to take up her cross and follow the Lord.
她愿意答应主的呼召
was willing to answer the call of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹今天主也呼召我们
And same way, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us.
问我们愿不愿意做羔羊的同伴
Ask us, are we willing to be the companion of the Lamb?
陪羔羊走最后一段的路程
To finish the last segment of the route with him.
让我们在今天做羔羊的同伴
Let us choose to become his companion today.
羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随他
And wherever he goes, we will follow.
今天羔羊在哪里我们也和他在那里
And wherever he chooses to stand, that's the place I will stand.
这是我们一个最蒙福的道路
And that is the most blessed way.
这是我们所能占一个最蒙福的地位
And that's the most blessed position we can ever have.
主告诉我们若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
He said those who serve me will be honored by my father
若有天上的父神来尊重也就是来荣耀来 honor 我们这样的服侍
Imagine the Father God in heaven honors us for our service、
哦、那这个是远远比地上任何一切都更要宝贵
And it's by far exceed anything you can have in this world
人为着服侍一个地上有权有位的他们觉得那样的被尊重那样的荣耀
And people consider such a great honor to serve someone that's rich and famous and powerful on earth
但是今天父尊重我们来侍奉他
But think about this Father God honors those who serve his son
我们说今天竟然神拣选我们
We say oh God even chose someone like me
竟然要我们这不值得人来服侍他
He wants someone even like me to serve him
我们感谢主
We thank him for that
哦、主在那里他叫我们和他一同在那里
And wherever he is he wants us to be there
主那样的盼望我们和他同在
He wants us to be with him
真的在和主在一起
To be with him
我们享受无限的丰富
We enjoy his unlimited fullness
弟兄姊妹这条服侍的道路
Dear brothers and sisters this way of serving him
是十字架的道路
It's the way of the cross
是叫我们得着更丰盛生命的道路。
This is where we can receive more abundant life.
我们再一起来唱317首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 317.
诗歌第317首。
317.
无论何处，我要跟随。
Where he leads me, I will follow.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就开始来唱。
我今天见救主的红，我今天见救主的红，我今天见救主的红，我要跟随走在路。跟随无论祸福无论安危我要跟随
们今天有没有听见救主向我们发出的呼召？
This morning, did we hear the calling sent out by our Savior?
我们听见了，我们就向他有一个回应。
If we have heard a calling from Him, we shall have response.
我们愿意跟随你。
We should say, Lord, I am willing to follow.
我们愿意跟随你。
I want to follow you, Lord.
无论何时，无论何地。
It doesn't matter when and where.
弟兄姊妹，让我们向主说，主，我们愿意跟随你。
Let us tell him that, Lord, I am willing to follow.
好不好？我们一起站起来，唱第一节到第五节。
Let us stand up and sing the whole song.
好嘞，
我今天见救主召呼，我今天。